Chapter 2. Unknown number. Yo, it's final. How are we going to do this? Octavia sighed and reluctantly added the number to her contacts, having forgotten to do so the day before. Pistols at dawn? Lucilla smirked at her own joke. Name a bar and a time, smartass. Rolling her eyes, she replied quickly. Blue's Tavern, 7 p.m. And so, as the Manhattan bell rang for the seventh time, Octavia found herself sitting in a corner booth watching a unicorn she despised approaching wearing an equally disgusted expression behind dark purple shades. The sounds of a lively bar wafted around them, but the two mares were cold to the happiness of others. Both were expecting nothing more than a few hours of tiring arguments that gradually grew less intelligible as the drinks piled up. But of course, nothing turns out the way we expect. So, said Vinyl as she sat on the opposite side of the booth, putting the table between them. The situation was more than a bit awkward, so she defaulted to her typical conversation starter. What's up?
Absolutely nothing of concern to you, was a short reply.
Rolling her eyes behind her glasses, the DJ floated an untouched drink over from a table with a stallion passed out on it.
Drink this. Maybe it'll help you pull that stick out of your flank.
Octavia shook her head and didn't touch it.
I have yet to reach the legal drinking age.
You're joking, right? How did you get in here?
They didn't ask. I didn't tell. Besides, she folded her hose, you can't be much older than me. We both come to university straight from high school, yes?
Actually, I kind of dropped out a year early.
Vinyl seemed oddly reluctant to reveal that information.
That makes sense, smirked the cellist. Hey, I didn't insult you and you refuse a drink because you're underage, which is incredibly lame, by the way. So why did you try to be less of a snob in return?
Very well, she conceded. How did you get into university if you didn't complete the last year of high school then?
I spent all of last year doing the scholarship program thingy. I don't regret dropping out, but I knew I had to do something else, or I would just become one of those ponies who waste their lives living off welfare.
Octavia raised an eyebrow.
Why drop out in the first place if you knew it could jeopardize your future?
Shifting uncomfortably, Vinyl looked away.
It was just stuff, okay? Let's talk about something else.
All right, then.
So when's your birthday?
In a couple of weeks.
Cool.
Indeed.
An awkward silence rose like a brick wall between them. DJs were made to smash awkward silences.
This is such a stupid homework assignment, muttered Vinyl.
To her surprise, Octavia giggled in agreement.
Hey, I didn't know you could laugh.
Oh, how funny. I'm not as boring as you seem to think.
Oh yeah? Vinyl grinned. Prove it. Take the drink.
No, I can't.
Go on. Don't be such a... you.
Vinyl, I'm not joking around.
The DJ sighed.
Of course you aren't. Fine, be antisocial. See how much I care.
Octavia gave her a flat look.
I find it a bit silly that you seem to think I can't be social without alcohol.
In your case, damn straight.
Vinyl eyed the drink mournfully and floated it back over to the other table. She turned back to see Octavia looking at her questioningly.
What?
Why didn't you drink it? You're old enough.
It's not fun drinking alone. Trust me.
Don't abstain on my account. I was hoping your sanity would be linked with your blood alcohol level.
I'm not that crazy, am I?
The unicorn seemed so surprisingly unguarded that Octavia decided to respond truthfully.
No, I suppose you're not. I admit I made many assumptions about you based on our rather heated discussion in class. Not many of them were positive.
She hesitated for a second before continuing.
But since we seem to be mending bridges, I must ask, am I truly a boring pony? Be honest.
Not really. At least not anymore. If nothing else, you're at least fun to argue with, grinned Vinyl.
The cellist returned it, chuckling a little.
And what an argument it was.
That loose comeback was brutal, but awesome.
Thank you. I liked how you used the fact that your music is more technologically advanced to nullify my comment about how primitive it was.
I have no idea how I did that.
The two mares laughed, the tension finally broken and replaced by a much more comfortable atmosphere.
Hey, if it's alright with you, can we pretend we had an awful time tonight?
Asked Vinyl, leaning back in her seat to get comfortable.
Why?
I kinda don't want Psyche to think he was right when he said this wouldn't be all that bad. He just strikes me as the kind of guy to say, I told you so, you know?
I must agree with you there. Very well, during class we shall bicker as if nothing has changed. Agreed.
Agreed. And what about outside of class?
A faint blush graced Vinyl's cheeks.
Cause I don't really know any pony else yet. It would be cool to have some pony to chill with.
Octavia smiled warmly.
Then I'm glad Psyche isn't here right now, because that's another thing we have in common.
What about all your high school friends? Didn't any come to university?
It was the gray mare's turn to shift uncomfortably.
No,
was all she said.
Oh, that sucks. So do you live on campus?
Yes, in the student village.
And yourself? Nah, I've got a crappy apartment not far from here. It must be annoying having to travel to the university every time you have a class.
Yeah, I've only done it for 1 week and I'm sick of it.
Well? Octavia asked expectantly.
Well, what? Replied the confused DJ.
What are you going to do about it?
Her companion shrugged. I don't know. I could try to get a place closer to uni, but I'm pretty sure they've all been taken.
The answer seems obvious to me. Just get a campus flat like I did.
Vinyl scratched her chin. You think I should?
Definitely. In fact, I think if you get in contact with whoever is paying your scholarship, they could probably help you find the best option.
Really? I'll call them tomorrow, she laughed. You give some good advice, Octavia.
The cellist laughed with her. It seems reading thousands of university pamphlets has finally paid off.
You must have been pretty damn excited for it.
What can I say? I had imagined it for so long. Every single class and pony I would meet, all the friends I would have, and how every pony would be nice and respectful because it's a grown-up environment. Silly stuff like that.
Nice and respectful, eh? Guess I kind of ruined your first week then, huh?
With a chuckle, Octavia shook her head. Don't worry, you've made up for it already.
I have? All we've done is sit here and chat, Vinyl frowned.
Yes, well, I'll tell you another time. It's boring anyway.
The cellist brushed a few strands of dark hair out of her eyes and looked away. I'm seriously doubting my idea of what boring means, so why not tell me?
It's sort of personal.
Oh. A brief pause followed, yet it was understanding rather than awkward. It's all right. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
No, you should probably hear it. I can't just say something like that and then not explain.
You sure?
Yes.
She took a deep breath.
Before uni, before our class, I was quite lonely.
Everybody gets lonely once in a while.
I don't think you understand the unprecedented level of loneliness that I was experiencing.
Okay, okay. So why were you lonely? A mare like you must have had tons of high-class friends to hang with.
Octavia reddened and turned her eyes down. Not really.
Oh. Vinyl wasn't sure what to say in the wake of that revelation.
After a few moments, Octavia continued quietly. I didn't have a ton of friends, or just a small amount of friends, or any friends at all.
Her eyes remained lowered in embarrassment. That's... The DJ fumbled for the right thing to say.
Yes.
Sucking in a deep breath, the gray mare rubbed her face with her hooves as if to scrub away the last few seconds.
Sorry, she forced a laugh. That was completely out of place to say. I wish I hadn't said anything now.
No, it's fine. Not the no friends part. I mean,
Please, just forget it. Let's talk about something else.
All right. Vinyl looked thoughtful for a moment before continuing. Well, you shared something personal, so I should as well. That way you won't have to worry about me backstabbing you and telling everypony.
A small, sincere smile graced the cellist's lips. Thank you.
You might not be saying that when I'm done. She took a moment to gather her thoughts. Okay, this is a little pathetic, but I wasn't that great at school. I sort of failed everything. That's why I took it so badly when you made fun of how I'm a dropout.
The unicorn leaned on the table and rested her chin on her hooves.
I spent every year trying so hard to do well, but I got nowhere. I was like the class idiot in every class. The only thing that kept me going was my music.
Her eyes were hidden behind tinted glass, but the rest of her body lit up suddenly, bursting with life.
I couldn't analyze text or solve equations, but when I got behind the mixing table, no pony could keep up with me. I was the god of my music class, and every bass wobble was my gospel.
She grinned and raised her head from the table.
I played everywhere I could for as long as I could. The other fillies and colts could have their test scores and good grades. All I wanted, all I needed, was my music.
Octavia held back a chuckle at the DJ's enthusiasm. She, too, had felt the warmth of music in an otherwise cold world, but she held her tongue, for the story was not over.
But, the smile slipped away from Vinyl, no pony else thought the same thing. I needed a good report to go on to study music at uni, and that just wasn't going to happen. At the end of the year, they told me they needed to keep me down a grade because I wasn't passing anything except music. My only other choice was to drop out and try to find my own way to uni. So I did.
Reaching across the table, Octavia touched the DJ's hoof with her own. Thank you for telling me. Considering I've been nothing but rude to you since we met, I'm surprised you trust me with all of that.
Like I said, it's your insurance against me ever telling any pony what you told me. Or, yeah, trust sounds a lot better.
But my story wasn't even a story. It was just a sad little fact. You, there was so much more to you than I imagined.
Her stare was so intense that Vinyl blushed and looked away.
Well, thanks.
The cellist realized how she was behaving and retreated to her side of the table, also blushing.
Please excuse that. I was caught up in your story. It's fine, really. Totally fine.
Nevertheless, it was inappropriate, and I'm sorry.
Lionel giggled at that. We're in the corner booth of a bar. This place has seen way worse stuff than just touching hooves.
What?
The mortified expression worn by Octavia as she took a second look at the seats and table made the DJ laugh harder.
Relax. This place gets cleaned every night.
Probably. Lionel liked watching her squirm in discomfort.
Still, I think it's time for me to head back to the campus. I can't risk messing up my sleeping pattern.
She slipped off the chair and gingerly put her hooves on the ground.
Aw, whined the DJ before she could think.
The cellist gave her an amused smirk.
I didn't realize you were enjoying my company so much.
Let's pretend I didn't do that. So I'll see you on Monday then?
Definitely.
Octavia hesitated, biting her lip in contemplation, but did nothing and simply trotted away. Vino watched her go, even going so far as to half climb onto the table to see the dark mane vanish out the door. When it did so, she sunk back down into her chair.
Definitely, she muttered.